This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was back on my show back in April 23rd. We're talking no other than Prodex, Inc. Well, heck, you can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And I'll tell you what I really like about this company. First of all, they're grossly undervalued. And let me give you my metrics, how I came up with that alternative reasoning. Their market cap's around $27 million, maybe a tad bit over that. But their revenues are around $20, $21 million. Typical market cap should be 2 to 3 times the revenues. So if you put 2 or 3 times the market cap towards revenues, the market cap should be around $81 million, and it's only at $27 million. You can find their stock price floating around between $6.20 to $6.50. And with us today to talk about his company and bring us up to speed on some of the products they're working on is no other than the CEO, Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You know, you guys got 40,000 products. Some of your biggest clients are Boeing, NASA, Medtronic. You guys been around for 4 decades. And correct me if I'm wrong, last quarter you guys did about $5.5 million in revenue.
Yes, that sounds right to me.
So what is the status of Prodex branded product that we've been following?
It's good news. It's in production. We're machining parts and getting ready to assemble things and put them together. But the even better news is that we very recently signed a development and supply agreement with one of the major medical device companies to supply them that product. And the reason I would say development and supply is we're actually going to private label it for them. So there's a little bit of engineering work involved. And then manufacturing and supplying the product. So we're really pleased. It's a great partner. We're doing other work with them. And you know, frankly, we went out on a limb a little bit as we authorized the development of a product here without having a particular customer signed up, and it's paid off. We've signed our first contract, and we've got 2 or 3 other people that we're in meaningful discussions with, so we're really, really pleased with how things are going with this product.
You know, it's really funny. The more research I do on your company, the more times you come on my show. You guys do in-house manufacturing. You guys are kind of a turnkey. You do everything in-house. So bring us on a day-to-day. Do you have companies calling you up and say, hey, Rick, this is our thoughts. Here's our blueprint. Can you make this product for us?
Yes, that happens. And we are happy to look at company designs and look for ways that we can help them not only manufacture, but maybe make some suggestions on their design, especially if it's something that we're comfortable with and familiar with. But we can also help companies with if maybe they don't have the bandwidth in their engineering group to actually do some of the design work for them to help them move their project along a little quicker and get their revenue stream going quicker. And we have a really strong infrastructure where we can support them with FDA approvals and validating products too. So, yeah, we can do anything from, you know, soup to nuts, or we can take someone's drawing, as you laid out in your example, and say, absolutely, we can make this for you, and then we get right on it.
You know, other than NASA, Boeing, Medtronic, and some of the other companies that you work with are international companies, too. Knowing that Trump's put some tariffs on the thing, you have any news regarding your existing customers and maybe how that affected your business or their business?
Well, the news with some of our existing customers isn't really impacted or affected yet by any of the tariffs or things that this administration is doing. But there is some really cool news. Our largest customer, which is actually one of the contract manufacturing companies we were talking, our customers that we were talking about, they've significantly increased their volume. They were a very large piece of the business. We went through a large ramp up for them a year and a half ago. And now they're looking at another 50% increase. In fact, we received a purchase order with those type of quantities starting later in this year. So we're really excited about that. We just had another internal meeting to work the next ramp up, which this will really be a strong boost for our revenue line and should make everybody really happy. The tariffs, we're just starting to see some correspondence from suppliers on some of the costs of our components, so we're going to have to deal with that, either with strong negotiating or further process improvements to keep our costs under control. But overall, the news with our existing customer base is very positive.
You know, staying on the theme overseas, you came out with your numbers, $5.5 million for the first quarter. Can you break that down a little bit for me and my listeners? What was domestic and what was internationally?
Yeah, boy, I think probably all of that was domestic. We really are not shipping a lot overseas as of yet. The new product that we're working on or in production now, it's recently been approved for overseas shipments. And with this existing customer, we've done some certification work in Japan for an earlier product. So I would anticipate in this current fiscal year, which for us started in July, we'll start to see more in terms of international shipments.
You've been listening to my guest today, Rick Van Kirk. He's the CEO of Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. What is the status of your Fine Lindy division? And when we last spoke, I think you told me it was going to be up for sale.
It was. The sale is complete now. We wish them well. It was actually some part of the fashion. You know, they're great people. It wasn't the right fit for us. I think we had talked kind of candidly before. We just weren't very knowledgeable in that business. It was in injection molding tooling. And it just was, I don't want to use the word distraction, but it wasn't what we're really good at. And we really want to focus on the medical device business, which is doing very well here. And it was 30 miles away, and frankly, I guess it was a distraction. And it was better suited for people that are expert in that field run the business. We sold it to them, and truly, we do wish them well. They're good people. Sorry it didn't work out. But this allows us to focus on things like the new product that's in production. I might have mentioned when we talked in April, we've authorized two more Prodex branded products, so they're in development now. So we're reinvesting into the part of the business doing really well, and we want to just kind of leverage that success and grow it more.
Well, Rick, I appreciate you taking time out, coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
We touched the big stuff. I say this every time, and I mean it more and more every time. It's just a good time to be around Prodex. With the new products, I think we're going to see continued growth. We're investing in the business. We just bought two more machines for out and back because of the growth. Anyone out there listening that's been part of Prodex or supporting Prodex, thank you very much. And anyone considering us, please do. It's a good time to be involved, and I'm available if anyone wants to call and ask questions. We got a website. I'm on the internet. Let me know if you want to know anything. But I just can't say enough that we're pleased with the way things are going here, and we're happy to share it with anyone who's interested.
If you're looking for a technology company that's making medical devices, take a look at Prodex, Inc. You'll find them on the NASDAQ, trading under the ticker symbol PDEX. I still think it's grossly undervalued here around $6.30. Rick, I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show 30, 40 days from now and give us an update of what's going on.
Of course, yeah, I look forward to that. Thanks very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.